Good morning, everyone. Thank you very much for participating in Alior Results Conference. I will leave the floor to today's speakers are Wojciech Skobiela, CEO, and Witold Skrok, CFO.
Sorry. Good morning on our quarterly presentations. I'll go through the first two pages of results and then pass over to Witek for the details. In a nutshell, it's on one hand, on operational side, it was a very boring quarter. All our business lines performed in line with our expectations. There were no surprises on corporate and retail lending. We grew according to the plan, exceeding 1 billion net growth. Cost of risk under control. Much below the level that we envisaged for the full year. So it was business as usual. On the other hand, it was probably one of the most exciting quarters in the history of Alior, because we finalized the transaction with BPH. We concluded the rights issue, and at the same time, we've proven that we're not stopping on innovations and new product developments. If you go to our pages and then we go the details later, we completely changed our offer for small business clients using the internet banking and a new advisory portal for them. And at the same time, we are working on our main, after the merger, the main project for this year, which is the new mobile and internet banking platform going to be introduced by the end of the year. So on the other topic, the transaction with the BPH, I think it all goes according to the plan. All approvals were obtained by us, by GE, and by BPH in the due time. All preparatory work on the merger of BPH works as it was planned. And the remedy program for BPH and the results of this remedy program are also in line with the expectations and with the forecast from the beginning of the year. I think in the next few months, we'll see the demerger process and the legal merger between Alior and the organized part of the BPH. And we are confirming that we would like to conclude the operational merger of both banks by the end of March 2017. On next page is the operational performance.
As Wojciech mentioned, very solid operating growth of operating income, 13% quarter to first half versus the first half of the previous year. Cost under control, cost excluding the first bookings related to the BPH integration, because as you remember, the legal part of the work we concluded at the beginning of the second quarter. So this is why the first invoices were received and we had to book them. So, net profit, even if you adjusted that in the first quarter, the banking tax we paid only for the 2 months, and for the second quarter, that was the full quarter we paid tax. So, with this adjustment, it's a very impressive result. As we can mention, loan growth, we are very satisfied with what we performed in the second quarter. It means that our annual target, which we announced at the beginning of this year, is 5 billion, is on track. And what is important, that the growth is driven in all business segments. So we are growing and we are staying on the two legs, corporate and retail one. Deposit base, as you remember, the first quarter we collected a lot of deposits just to have a buffer, investment buffer for tender offer, which we announced in July. And since capital rise has been registered by the court, it happened in June, we started to slow down and reduce the level of the deposit just to adjust to the expected loan to deposit ratio at the level of 95%. If you look at the credit risk overview, Wojtek mentioned that we experienced improvement of the cost of risk, so it gives us opportunity to improve the NPL ratio due to growth of our portfolio. We are slightly higher on the NPL ratio versus the previous quarter, but the coverage ratio is almost at the same level which we observed the previous quarter and below the market average.
And also here, the with the NPLs, we haven't sold anything of our from our portfolio. We believe that last year we had the successful transaction of first ever sale in NPLs from Alior at the level of 645 million. And we believe that we will grow the portfolio to this amount, not selling the chunks, because then the price is not as attractive. So it is unlikely that we will do the sell off any NPL in third quarter this year, and likely not even in the fourth quarter of 2016. We'll wait till at least half a billion of portfolios ready for one chunk sale.
Yes, plus in the second quarter we made we recalibrated our PD model, and what we observed PD improvements on the ex meritum portfolio. So this is a good sign where cost of risk should go in the coming quarters. Next slide 10, net interest margin development. As you remember, last quarter we had a discussion about the NIM drop, first quarter versus the second quarter. Our answer to that was mainly by the development of the IFS portfolio, and on this slide we made an illustrative comparison. What margin we should expect in the first and second quarters this year if you apply the same amount of IFRS portfolio. So it means that margin was stable, 4.4. Please bear in mind that this IFRS portfolio is related to the merger. So when equity was reduced, and Wojtek just mentioned about integration with the BPH, this portfolio will be replaced by the interest-bearing assets which you have from BPH. On the next slide 11, you can see profitability, which sustained in this quarter versus the previous one. The net interest margin risk adjusted is flat in the last three quarters. So this stable and our core core element of future net interest income development. On the slide 12, we present the fee and commission income. We are satisfied with the level of the revenues. However, if you look at the fee expenses, it's increase quarter to quarter. This quarter is this growth is explained by the higher cost of card processing. We have a agreement with the FDP that with a lump sum we exceeded the certain threshold and we started to pay more as our customer use our cards more actively than in the previous quarters. The second service that business-driven growth of costs. The second element is a higher provision which we pay to our agent. They sell more of cash loans and other products, so we paid more to them other day salaries. And the higher cashback for T-Mobile customer as the development of the volume growth quarter to quarter. On the next slide, capital position. This is obvious that after a very exciting quarter, we concluded the capital raise. It was done a few days before Brexit. Now we experience a very special position, but of course this is a transaction purpose. On the next slide, you can see that despite of the one-off cost and integration cost, our cost income ratio is a very good low level. We are practically number three, and please bear in mind that the cost related to the equity relief and guarantees is not recruiting cost, and they will not will be shown not in the next quarter as we terminated this guarantee at the end of July. If you look at the number of customers, slide 15, we experienced solid growth and number of the customer in the next quarter will drive volumes which we expected to grow, as I mentioned at the beginning. Safe network, we are in the process of optimization of the safe network, but more will be provided by the Wojtek. Thank you.
So on slide 16, this is our current distribution network. I think it's large. It's 300 branches of our own, over 500 agencies, and adding the exclusive relationship that we have with Tesco and T-Mobile stores, we are really in top three distribution networks in Poland before the merger with BPH. I believe that it's fair to say that 800, bearing in mind decline in branch-based transactions, the trend that continues year on year, it's enough to have 800 to 1,000 points to be in top three of all these retail banks. I think we are number nine, so it's plenty opportunity for us to fill the branches with more clients. And at the same time, on this page 16, we haven't mentioned that in the meantime we became strong number two player in Polish consumer finances after Santander, based on the volumes and
and here the our position is strengthening through our stores and retailers and partners networks, not only in e-commerce space when we started with Allegro years ago, but now on also with the traditional retailers. On the page 17, this is what we've done in the first in the second quarter to upgrade our offer for small businesses. We launched the zafirmowani.pl, new portal for companies, and this is something unique, I would say, on the Polish market, because we are offering not only the advice and the community type of networking for companies, but also with our partners, we are offering to them fully automated, all electronic processes, not only in banking, but also in taxation, in advisory, in bookkeeping, in telecom areas, and with insurance, with Link4, T-Mobile, EY, and a number of other reputable companies. We've opened the e-conto for business, the fully automated opening process. The mobile banking is refreshed, and we are proud to announce that we are now ready to make a credit decision for the small companies in 30 minutes, and the time to cash is less than 24 hours, and this becomes standard in all our branches and agencies. T-Mobile, we've on the 18th of July we've reported to National Bank of Romania that we are ready to start the operations there. Now we are in it's summer. So we are in the process of testing the reporting and doing the transaction without marketing campaigns yet, but Romanian operations are ready. As far as the Polish cooperation with T-Mobile, it works well according with our plan. We are working on a new internet and mobile platform for these clients in the same context as the mobile and internet platform for entire Alior Big Bank. We 90% of the new financing is done for the clients new to the bank, so it's a good channel to get into the new relationships. What I can say, most of the equipment that is currently sold by T-Mobile is financed by Alior. So this vendor financing is being replaced by Alior financing in if you buying a tablet, smartphone, or any other form of device from T-Mobile. Sales volumes are growing year on year, high speed of 50 to 100%. So then on the page 21, the 2016 outlook. When you look at the numbers from the beginning of the year, 322 million NIM, cost income, cost of risk, and loan growth, the 5 billion. I think all these numbers we still confirm. It might be different balance between net interest margin of 4.6 and the cost of risk of 2.3. I think it's, but the difference between the two will be at the level of 2.3% rather 2.3 than 2.2. Cost income will definitely be below 48%. The overall net income level will we have some we expect some improvements. For instance, this 11 million that we paid for the capital relief guarantee will not come back, and from the on the other hand, from the third quarter
onwards, we will be reporting the cost of the merger separately. In the second quarter was only 11 million linked with the transaction itself. I think the cost of the merger will depend on when we start the legal merger. Is it the 1st of December or the 1st of November? But after the testing, we start in September, so we know at the end of September when the legal merger starts with VDH, and after the legal merger, we'll try to work over the period of 4 to 5 months to prepare the operational merger by the end of the first quarter. So, in the aspect of this potential merger-related costs, I think regardless of them, we would like to make sure that the 322 million will be achieved and delivered by the end of 2016. And I think that's pretty much it. If you have any questions, please.
Okay, we are now ready for questions from the audience in the room. Anybody wants to ask a question?
Dariusz Górski, thank you very much for the presentation. I have a follow-up question on your comment regarding the cost of card settlement. Was this one-off in nature, or this is the recurrent level that we should expect in subsequent quarters? And my second question will be on your volume growth. You're delivering on your earlier commitment, but nonetheless it seems to have flattened. And what do you see in your pipeline? Other banks are not very positive for the rest of the year.
With FTP and this cards transactions, I think it's fair to say that we now looking forward for the merger with PH and the number of cards and number of card transactions will practically double. So we'll go there and we'll try to renegotiate the transactions and the volumes and the per transaction costs. It's fair to say that if we haven't negotiated anything better for the merger with the VTH, this cost will be there for Alior standalone. I'm almost certain that we'll be able to negotiate the volume discounts. I cannot be sure it's going to be in the third quarter or fourth quarter, but this is a function of two things. A, do we still maintain the outsourcing model of operations in the card business, or after the merger with VTH, we are big enough to do it on our own? And B, what kind of volume discounts we'll achieve from the outsourcers. So this is the question on the cards. Then, you know, the outlook for the loan growth, I think we would like to maintain that we will grow the loan book and loan portfolio by 5 billion for the whole year. It's true that the amount of loans and loan applications was not as spectacular as we thought looking at the beginning of the year. What we see is the two phenomena. One is the repayment of the loans, especially for the large companies. We do not have a lot of large companies in our portfolio, but then they have the access to much cheaper forms of financing on European markets. And this is one negative phenomenon. The other negative phenomenon is the slight delay in the EU programs. So we see a lot of applications for investment loans by the companies that are on hold. I guess in the third and the fourth quarter they will finalize. If we look at our portfolio of loan applications, the situation on mortgages, cash loans, consumer finance, working capital financing for companies is according to the plan or higher. It's only the investment loans, net growth of the investment loans that for the companies that are slightly disappointing. But we believe it's a temporary phenomenon. We see that in 2009 and 2010.
Just one remark about the cost of card processing. We should not expect the growth, because according to the contract, we reached a certain level of a certain threshold after which we adjust the lump sum. So the growing business will not increase the fee expenses in the coming quarters. And as Wojtek mentioned, we renegotiated the contract, but will be in force since beginning of the next year.
Thank you very much. If I may follow up, there's a bit of a divergent trend between the employment of the branches and the number of branches. Why is that?
I think what is going on at the branches now is that the branches if the branch is smaller, let's say, and we call them transaction-related branches, these branches are becoming, in the longer run, less profitable to operate, and then they are being reduced, shut down, or changed into the agencies. The bigger branches, as we call them, premium branches, they are becoming the advisory centers, and through servicing the small and companies in mid size and affluent clients. Sometimes also with the with the mobile agents that are traveling to the clients. So long story short is that we will have more bigger branches servicing these two client segments, whereas if the trend on branch-based transaction continues, we will reduce the smaller outlets and convert them into agencies.
Kamil Strask, Haitong Bank. Could you please give us outlook for your expectations on bank assurance and also on brokerage? They tend to be quite volatile.
This is a process when we reduce number of the insurance-related products in our overall sale. So this is point one. So we should not expect an increasing a number in this line. The brokerage fee is related to the performance of our stock exchange and the product which we sold. Due to the credit risk, we are very selective in terms of the investment products which we offer to our credit. But I think that this line should grow slightly in the course of this year.
This was the worst quarter for the brokerage house from the beginning of last year, and I think there's nothing wrong with our fundamentals. It's just that someone offered better pricing and so on, and our brokerage is still viewed on the retail side is one of the best on the market. Yes, the number of transactions and the volumes in the Warsaw Stock Exchange influence the income levels, and then we will be. We'll be reopening I forgot to mention that it will be a new brokerage mobile-based application available in the third or fourth quarter this year. And it's on the last weeks of testing, and then it will help us to build the volumes again. Maybe. If the world's market goes up.
Okay, thank you for that. Question on quality of loan book. I think that NPLs increase in corporate segment by more than 200 million. And also it seems that you have done a minor reversal of IBNRs in retail segment. What was that?
Due to the tax reason, we shift the part of the NPL portfolio to the subsidiaries and recognize the losses. So this is a part, but the amount is insignificant. And as a corporate, there's nothing unusual. Some of the portfolio which we mark as an NPL, they have to stay for 1 year to get a reload. And this is why they are still in the process of getting to be reclassifying the normal portfolio.
As far as a single exposure or anything, this was really nothing has changed in our most the biggest exposures from commercial lending. We haven't experienced any problems this quarter with any of our clients.
Okay. And last question on your liquidity position. It seems that today you have like twice as much of bonds as you used to have, you had a year ago. And I wonder, what do you plan to do with that? Do you plan to, you know?
Maybe I will explain this. When we signed the SPA with the GE, we collected, we built up the portfolio, which we expect to secure the tender offer. We want to protect the price of the BCH, because we were the reason to have this buffer was to be ready to announce a tender offer at any time. So this was the first. The second, when we increase our equity, we reinvest this equity in ISS portfolio, including bonds and National Bank of Poland papers. And this portfolio will be converted into cash when we acquire the shares from GE and minority shareholders.
Any other questions from the audience in the room? Operator, I kindly ask you to open the lines for questions from the remote audience.
Thank you. As a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. If you'd like to cancel your request, please press the hash key. Your first question comes from the line of Alan Webborn. Please ask your question.
Oh hi, it's Alan Webborn from SocGen. Thank you for the call. In terms of your net interest margin, I mean, you've shown that the number is flat, you know, on a like-for-like AFS portfolio from Q1 to Q2. I mean, do you think that is going to stay the same as you go through the rest of the year? Just understanding what the makeup of your full year NIM forecast is. I mean, is the is the weight of the AFS portfolio going to get bigger? Do you think that the core NIM could improve? Just to get us an idea of the dynamics of that, because presumably, when does the money goes across, at what point, at the end of the year or at the beginning of next year, just to understand the dynamics of that, that would be helpful. Secondly, on your fee income, could you perhaps, is there seasonality in the sort of fees related to current account loans and transfers? I mean, clearly that's a bit lower in the second quarter, even though, you know, you've had continued, you know, strong loan growth in the second quarter. Could you help me understand what's going on there? Because I sort of felt that could have been growing a little bit more given what's been going on in terms of volumes. And I suppose the last question, I mean, I hear what you say in terms of there being no new issues and in terms of corporate NPLs. Nevertheless, the NPL total has gone up by, you know, 1 percentage point from Q1 to Q2. Could you just talk us through, you know, the reasons for that? That would be helpful too. Thank you.
Okay, so let me start with our first portfolio. So as I mentioned, it's related to the transaction, and when we increase the transaction of acquisition of BPH. So when we increase the equity, we reinvest this into bonds and other portfolio, and it's shown in the AFS portfolio. So this is the fact where we are at the end of June. It is expected that by the end of September, we will acquire the shares from GE and minority shareholders. So this portfolio will drop and will be shown in the other line of our balance sheet. However, we will not consolidate BPH, so it will not have impact on the P&L at the end of the third quarter, depending on the demand plan. So what you mentioned here, we have two deadlines. The first one is the beginning of November or beginning of December, and depending on that, when we started to consolidate it of core bank, so this is part of BPH which I'm about to acquire, it will have the impact on the P&L, and it will increase the net interest margin, but it will be shown. The first will be shown in the last quarter of this year. So that was point number. That was question number one. The second one, fee and commission. You should bear in mind that the growth of the volume, especially retail portfolio, has very minor impact on the fee and commission, as the all charges are recognized according to the effective interest rate, and they are shown in the net interest income margin. Only a slight element is shown in the fee and commission. So this is why we experienced the certain phenomena when the volume grew quite rapidly and the fee stayed stable. So, the second element is that I don't see any seasonality between the quarters, but part of that is related to the transactions the customer made, so it will be driven by the behavior of others.
And I think one more comment to that. Contrary to our competitors, we haven't increased the fees for the clients. The results is visible on page 8. Quarter on quarter, we grew the current accounts of the retail clients by more than 1 billion zloty. And this 1 billion zloty significantly reduces our cost of funding. So it's at the end of the day, we made the decision that it's better to wait with a potential change in fees and commission charged to the retail clients and get them more into keeping the balances with us. I think it's not visible fully with our results yet because the loan to deposit is at the unacceptable level of 90%. We don't want this buffer. As Rita mentioned, we will go back to 95 after the transaction with BPH is concluded. But this was deliberate decision by us not to squeeze out the clients with more aggressive pricing on fees.
Is the right interpretation that there was slightly less customer transaction activity in Q2, or is that not correct?
No, most of this fees are coming to with the monthly charges to the clients, our fees and commission for the retail client is built in a way that when the client is making a transaction with us at appropriate level, then we are not charging for the current account. So it's our competitors introduced the monthly payments. We haven't. So I think the number of transactions, especially in electronic banking channels, actually increased in the bank, but you haven't seen that in the form of increased amount from fees and commission. What happened in reality is more of our clients treated us as a bank of the first choice, keeping the balances on the current accounts and actually doing this transaction not to make the monthly payment, monthly fees associated with the current account.
So, as just like I mentioned, we offer to the customer that to treat us as a first bank choice when they transfer their salaries into our account, and we don't charge them any fee for running the relation with us in terms of the current account, in terms of the withdrawal money from the ATM, and we don't charge the any fee for the customer. However, the way we earn the money is on the net interest income.
But I think it's fair to say that we are not with it on a page 12. We are not satisfied with the 76 million level. Our ambition of the to work on both on the revenue and the cost side of the fees and commission, and we have a small special project to get this number back to 100 million per quarter. This quarter was not so satisfactory, but we know the ways, we know how to activate the clients to get back to 100 million net fees and commission per quarter.
Okay. That explanation is really helpful. Thank you.
And the last one was
on NPL. Yes, we should look at the cost of risk and NPL portfolio. So we are looking at the exposition for few of the corporate customer. When we have a very strong collaterals, we reclassify them into under watch, we treat them and reclassify them into NPL portfolio. But it has not impact on the cost of risk.
So it's a reclassification, and as Mitek mentioned, there are a number of clients that are the financial situation improved dramatically even, but we need, according to the regulations, we need to wait for 1 year to reclassify them back to normal business. And I think a couple of them you will see in the third and the fourth quarter coming back to normal portfolio volunteer.
excuse me, do we have any more questions from remote audience?
Thank you. As a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you'd like to cancel your request, please press the hash key.
Okay, it looks like we don't. That concludes our conference. Thank you very much, and have a great day. Thank you.
Okay.
That does conclude our program for today. Thank you for participating. You may all disconnect.